Today we're going to talk about brushing your hair on Shabbos. Someone asked me to talk about whether one is permitted to brush your hair on Shabbos. Truth is, seems like a pretty open and shut case. There is a Gemara Maseches Nazir, a Mishnah Maseches Nazir really, on Daf Nun Beis, where the Mishnah says that a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. Why is a Nazir not allowed to comb his hair? Because there are several things a Nazir is not allowed to do. One of the things that a Nazir is not permitted to do is to get a haircut. He's not allowed to remove his hair in any way. So that's why a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. And the Gemara explains that first the Gemara says, maybe this is only going like the Rabbanan who disagreed with Rabbi Shimon because it's a Davar Shein Miskavein, and we're assuming that a Davar Shein Miskavein is Usser because he's not intending to remove the hair. The Gemara says, no, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Moder Rabbi Shimon B'Psik Reshe, that it's a P'sik Reshe, it's not a Davar Shein Miskavein. You know for sure that you're going to remove hair when you comb your hair, and therefore it's going to be Usser for a Nazir to cut his hair. That is the Sugya in Maseches Nazir. Now, it stands to reason, it's not just that it stands to reason, but the Gemara explicitly in Maseches Shabbos applies this not just to Nazir, but to Shabbos as well. The Gemara Rashi in Bamet Tomnin in Shabbos Daf Nun Beis, Rashi writes, Nazir Bechol Kikol Adam B'Shabbos. Just like a Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair the whole week, a regular person is not allowed to cut his hair on Shabbos. So anything that's for sure going to remove your hair is going to be Asur on Shabbos. What malacha is it when you remove your hair on Shabbos? So it is very clearly the malacha, a violation of the malacha of gozes. They would need to use wool in order to make the curtains in the Mishkan, so they had to shear wool off of sheep. So any time you cut something that is growing on a living being, it is a violation of gozes. To cut one's fingernails, to cut one's hair, it's a violation of gozes. So when one combs their hair, the Gemara seems to be pretty explicit. It's a violation of gozes. So the question is not whether it's a problem. It seems pretty explicit. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Gimel in Si'if Chav Zayin writes, Osir Lisrok B'Masrik B'Shabbos. One is not allowed to comb their hair with a comb on Shabbos. Va'afilu Osir Shosim Misar Chazir. Even if the comb is made out of pig hair, boar's hair, they have sometimes, they sell combs like that. People ask me, I get that child every once in a while, is this permissible? Are you allowed to use a pig like this? Yeah, you're allowed to use it during the week. You're just not allowed to use it on Shabbos to comb your hair. She'yev sheshlo yakru saros, because it's impossible that you're not going to uproot some hairs when you comb your hair on Shabbos. However, the Rama adds, avul mutar lachof ulefasfes biyad. You're allowed to straighten out your hair with your hand. Where does that come from, that one is allowed to straighten out the hair with the hand? So the Torah writes in Siman Shin Gimel, Asalios kala asaru, one is not allowed to braid their hair, v'lolatir kliyasa, or to unbraid, avul yicholu lachlok sa'ara. One can smooth out their hair. And that's from the source of that line in the Torah is from the Tosfos and the Rush and the Ran in Perek Bama Isha and Daf Samach Amud Aleph, where it says, v'lo b'machad, the Gemara says that a woman is allowed to straighten her hair, chaluka sa'ara, is permissible, and that's where the Beis Yosef comments in Siman Shin Gimel that yes, it's to straighten your hair is permissible, but to comb one's hair is aser, based on what we mentioned before. So that scene, it seems like a pretty open and shut case. The problem becomes, the problem arises, not so much for us, for men who have short hair anyway. So, you know, it's only so much mess that your hair can be when you don't have all that much hair to begin with. And certainly for me, I don't know, you guys are a little younger, but for me, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, I can't really have a good hair day. I can only have bad hair days. So there's no, it's not such a big deal. But a lot of times you have women, particularly single girls, who do not cover their hair, where it's very difficult for them. They go to sleep and they wake up and their hair's a mess. So what can they do to at least put their hair in some sort of semblance of order that they won't be embarrassed to go out of the house? It seems like this is a violation, and it seems that this is a Nisr Daraisa. It doesn't even seem that this is a Drabanan. In fact, the Rivash in Siman Shin Sadi Dalid says that this is a Malacha Daraisa Chayiv Chatas for doing this. The Beis Yosef quotes that Rivash, and the Rivash says over there that one is Chayiv Chatas, and it's a real bona fide Issa Daraisa. There is room to argue that it may only be an Issa Drabanan. The Agli Tal in Malachas Gozes, Si'if Yud Osi Dalid, tries to come up with a limud zuchus for those who are mekel, and he says that if the hairs are dangling a little bit already, so then it's not a melacha daraisa, because there may be kitlushin damyan, it's considered that they're already somewhat detached on a daraisa level, but the Shulchan Aruch is black on white that it's aser, and the pashtus is certainly that it's an iser daraisa, so this would seem to be a very significant issue. So the way to do it in a mutter way, the way to straighten out one's hair in a mutter way, would require three basic qualifications. First of all, one would need to use a soft bristled brush. Second of all, one would need to brush very gently. And third, the brush would need to be something, a brush that is designated specifically for Shabbos use, not to use a brush that they use during the week. Where do these, and all three of those conditions have to be met. Where do these three conditions come from? So when it comes to a soft bristled brush, using a brush that dafka has a soft bristle, the Sharetzin in Simon Shin Gimel, Sivkat and Ayin Ches, quotes from a Maimor Mordechai that Shazak liu klikaton she'eno omei the srikas ha'saros, that one is supposed to use a brush that is not normally used for brushing hair, a brush that wouldn't be good enough to normally use for brushing hair. The reason for that is for two reasons. First of all, if it's a stiff bristled brush, there's more of a concern that it's going to pull out hair, that it's actually going to remove hair. But aside from that, if it's a regular brush that you use all the time for removing hair, it may be that that would be considered a uvda d'chol, a violation of uvda d'chol, to use such a brush, to use a brush that people would normally use, because it's a weekday activity generally to brush your hair in the normal way. Or it could even be, Rav Moshe discusses in a tshuva in Orchaim Chelk Beis Siminayin Ches, that it could also be a violation of using a kli shemalachtu l'iser, that you're using a kli that typically is used to do something that is forbidden on Shabbos. So it's a muktzah, it's a form of muktzah to handle a kli shemalachtu l'iser. So maybe that would be a problem. Maybe it would be a violation of a kli shemalachtu l'iser. So certainly it should be a soft bristle brush, certainly not a comb or anything with hard bristles, even a hair pick where they're far apart from each other, but it very likely removes hair. When there's any friction between the hair and the comb is going to win, and the hair will come out. And the second qualification is that the brushing has to be done very gently. And again, the idea of the very gentle brushing is that it should be like straightening with your hand, where you're less likely to remove hair. Now, if you happen to remove hair even when you brush lightly, that would be permissible, because that's a davar sheino miskaven, and a davar sheino miskaven is mutter. It's only if it's going to be a psik reisha, if it's going to be definite that in the course of brushing your hair, that hair is going to be removed. Just like, and then the third qualification is that the brush should be a Shabbos brush, and this again is based on the idea of uvdu d'chol. When the Gemara gives an example of uvdu d'chol, it talks about the comb that they used to comb the animal's skin with, that was considered to be uvdu d'chol, to use such a comb on Shabbos. That's what Ravadi Yosef writes in the Tshuva. When he talks about brushing teeth on Shabbos, he says that it's uvdu d'chol to use the same toothbrush on Shabbos that you use during the week. That Ravadi Yosef thinks that would be a similar enough case to the comb that they would comb an animal with. But certainly, when it comes to the comb that you would comb a person with, a brush that you would use for a person to brush their hair, and this is Mishra Brura writes in Simon Shin Gimel, Sif Katan Pei Vav, he writes, he writes somewhere here that you shouldn't use the regular brush. He says, yeah, Nagu in Simon Sivkat and Pei Zayin, Nagu Shia Kliya Asi Misar Chazer Miyuchad L'Shabbos. It should be a brush that you designate specifically for Shabbos, Kidei Shelo Yeh Mechzi Ku'uvdin D'Chol, so that it shouldn't look like a weekday activity. So in order to avoid the mechzi ku'uvdin d'chol, that it shouldn't look like a weekday activity, if a person is going to brush their hair, they should use a soft bristle brush that is specifically designated for Shabbos, and that they brush with very gently. Now Rav Moshe in that tshuva discusses whether if you use your regular brush, if that's really in fact a kli shemalachta l'iser. Because the poskim discuss, now wait a second, the whole idea of davar sheino miskaven, that only works if you actually don't have kavana to remove the hair. But if you have hair that's in the way, and that the best way to make yourself look neat is if that hair is actually removed. If you brush normally and actually remove that hair, so is that even a davar she'ino miskavein? No, maybe that's a davar shemiskavein. That's something that you dafka having kavana to do. You dafka want to remove that hair. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, that a person should try not to brush too vigorously, where even if it's not going to be a psik reshe, where it's going to remove any hair that will enhance his appearance, because that might be a davar hamachavein. That might be even something that you intend to do. And Rav Moshe goes and just takes the discussion a little bit further and says, and forget about whether it's davar hamachavein, whether it's uvd d'chol, the way you normally use the brush, it normally takes off hair. You also have the problem of a klisha malach de l'iser. Then Rav Moshe says he's not convinced that it's a klisha malach, that's a violation of using klisha malach de l'iser, because the halach is that a klisha malach de l'iser you're allowed to use l'tzorach gufo. You're allowed to use if you need it. So even if you say the brush is a klisha malach de l'iser, but if you need it, you're allowed to use it as long as you use it in a permissible way. As long as you use it in a way that doesn't pull out any hair. And besides, he says it's not necessarily always use l'iser. Sometimes you use it in a soft enough way that it's not going to be an actual iser. But Rav Moshe does conclude the tshuva by saying that kitzur adavar shelisrok aser af bibrush. To comb is aser even with a brush. You could only read this tshuva, drive yourself crazy. Birosh, what's in the head? No, brush, it's talking about that, right? But birosh, it's aser even with a brush. Ulasakin ktsas mutter birosh shel sa'aros v'lo b'misrak. If you're going to just fix your hair a little bit, you're allowed to use a brush but not a comb. V'habrush yeh miyuchad rak l'shabbos. Make sure your brush is a Shabbos brush. V'yesh liyachid l'chadchila brush she'eno ro'i l'srika kamayim r'mordechai. And l'chadchila we should be machmir for the mayim r'mordechai and use a brush that couldn't really be used for normal combing, like a baby brush. The baby brush is made with very soft bristles because babies typically are born without very much hair, and it would hurt the baby if you brush the baby with a regular brush, so they make these very super soft baby brushes. So that's what he suggests. If you can't find a baby brush, so then you could be miyachid any other brush and just be careful about all of these things that we mentioned. And the Mishnah Berurah takes the opportunity over here to give a little musar. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Peivav writes, Ra'isi anashim mekilim lisrok roshem b'shabbos. I've seen that people are lenient and will comb their hair on Shabbos. Ukimat nasa davar keheter etzlam. They treat it as if this is mutter. Va'oy le'inayim shekach ro'os. Woe unto eyes that see such things. Not just the woe unto the people that do it. Woe unto eyes that have to see people that brush their hair on Shabbos. Lavar b'shot nefesh l'chal Shabbos b'yadayim. That people willingly are mechal Shabbos directly. Umeharo'i l'chal chacham b'iro l'hazir alzeh. Every rabbi in his community has to warn people about this. Ula yishmu uviyikhu musr. Because you never know, maybe someone will actually listen and will take the musr. Adkan Dvarim, say that's a quote the Mishnah Berurah is quoting from someone. He writes that's in the name of the Sefer Yeshua's Yaakov. But the Mishnah Berurah saw fit to quote from the Yeshua's Yaakov that line, that it's something that a person should be careful about. That which people tell you, says in the Mishnah Berurah, that they need to do it, k'dei shelo yiskana b'fnei chaverov, so that they won't look disgusting. You could do it, but open a heter. You could do it in a mutter way, like we described with those three qualifications: a soft brush, brushing softly, and a brush that's miyuchad for Shabbos. So there's no such heter. The Mishnah Berurah says to brush your hair in the normal way. Now, if you're combing a sheitel, that's not for us, but for women who are combing a sheitel, that's a whole different set of issues. But it's certainly not the same issue. It would seem not to be a violation of gozes, because the hair is no longer growing and it's no longer attached to a body. But it may be other issues that need to be dealt with when combing a sheitel. It could be the malacha of menapetz, and could be, some even suggest korea, that when you tear a beged, that maybe it's somehow a violation of korea, or soser, when brushing a sheitel with a hard bristle brush. So even with a sheitel, they recommend that you use a softer kind of brush. But certainly when it comes to brushing the hair on Shabbos, it seems to be a significant issue. It's really black and white in the Gemara, black and white in Shulchan. You would think this is a some sort of cloudy issue, some sort of a gray area. It doesn't seem to be much gray area. It's pretty explicit in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch, so it doesn't seem to be much room to be makel on this issue, to brush in the normal way.